So just a quotation about the space element, or this sense of having a human form. Wendell Berry said, "I would like you to show me, if you can, where the line can be drawn between an organism and its environment. The environment is in you. It's passing through you. You're breathing it in and out, you and every other creature." Okay. So you're sitting comfortably? Good. So we'll go through the six element practice, all six elements. And I will be talking. So beginning just by tuning in to your physical experience sitting here. And noticing in particular anything solid and substantial in the body. And I'll just name some of those things for you. Hair on the head and the body. The nails on the hands and feet. Your teeth, so you don't have to think about these things, just be aware they're there. The skin, the muscles, noticing the bones as best you can, starting with those parts of your skeleton that you can feel most clearly or be aware of most clearly. Becoming aware of the whole skeleton. There are tendons. Cartilage covering the ends of your bones, the joints. Flaps of your ears are made of cartilage, so is the end of your nose, kind of plasticky material. Parts of the throat are made of cartilage as well, the internal organs, the brain. The heart and lungs, the liver, kidneys, spleen, intestines. And aware that inside the digestive tract there are foods at various stages of digestion. So all of this is the internal earth element. What we cling to as being me and mine. We sometimes get upset when we see it changing, aging. And just reflecting now on where all of this solid matter has come from. So you can remember the act of eating, taking the earth element outside of you, in the form of food, biting part of it off, internalizing and digesting it. You eat hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food every year. Thousands of pounds of it over your lifetime. Not just for energy, but to build up this body. And where did that food come from? Go one stage further out. It wasn't just food, it was plant matter, maybe animal matter. And where did that come from? Ultimately, it all sprung out of the earth itself. Someone remarked to me during a little break, all of the iron in your bloodstream, the iron that carries the oxygen that allows you to live, all of it comes from the earth. all of the calcium in your bones comes from the earth. So you are earth made flesh. We're born out of the earth. We are the earth. So just being aware of this seemingly solid, seemingly static body sitting here, this human form. Aware that all of this matter is borrowed, that it is the earth itself, and that it's flowing back to the earth, and always will flow back to the earth. That's happening right now. And so in observing this body, the solidity of this body, we're observing a flow, a kind of eddy of earth. And observing this flow, acknowledging to ourselves, this is not me, this is not mine, I am not this. And calling to water, calling to mind the water element. Becoming aware of and contemplating the water element internally. Saliva, tears, mucus. Feeling the pulsing of your blood. Noticing the moister, sweatier parts of the body. knowing that there is liquid in your joints. Liquid inside every cell, bathing every cell. Some of that liquid flowing back into the bloodstream as lymph. You might feel water in the bladder. You can feel the wetness of your breath as it leaves the body. So having connected experientially and imaginatively through the door of the mind sense, all of this water in the body, 65% of your physical being, is connecting with how this water came to be internal. Where did it come from? You buy a bottle of water or soda, or you buy a coffee or tea and you drink it. But where did that water come from? Been around a long time. It's circulated in the oceans. It's fallen as rain. It's drifted as beads of water in cloud and mist and fog. It's flowed in streams and rivers. It's been part of every plant, every animal that's ever lived. The Greeks said that all rivers, all lakes, were sons and daughters of the god Oceanus, the ocean personified. We too are sons and daughters of the ocean. And it's flowing through us. Escaping on our breath, through our skin, passing out as urine. So on observing the liquid within this human form, we're observing a flow. An almost literal river of the liquid element. Flowing from the world through the bit of the world that we call this human form and back out into the world again. And observing this flow, aware of this flow, almost feeling it perhaps, we can remind ourselves, this isn't me, this isn't mine. I am not this. Now the fire element, the energy of warmth and metabolism and movement in the body. You can feel the body's warmth very directly. It's more intense where two parts of the body are in contact with each other, and the warmth has a harder time escaping. You can notice the body's movements of the breathing, movements of the heart, maybe of the intestines. You can notice the movement that goes into not moving. Your muscles are making tiny little tremors and movement in order to keep your body still. Constant adjustment of balance. Even the act of sensing itself involves energy. Every sensation is a current of electricity flowing through nerves into the brain. So this is the internal fire element. This fire element is constantly escaping from the body, radiating, causing convection, warming the air around you. Escaping on your breath. So as you're aware of the energy in the body, the warmth, the movement, knowing that this is all merely borrowed, it's energy flowing from the world through this part of the world that we regard as ourselves. It's flowing through the earth element that's borrowed from the world, flowing through the water element that's borrowed from the world, flowing back out into the world. And just recollecting, this is not me. This is not mine. I am not this. And then there's the air element. Flowing in, circulating around the body, permeating every tissue. Flowing back out again. Breathing in, breathing out. It's much simpler. Just recollecting where this internal air element came from. We're surrounded by air. You can feel it on our skin. The atmosphere stretches up for dozens of miles, stretches around the whole planet. and the oxygen in this air has been given to us. By forests, grasslands, fields of crops, tiny plankton in the ocean, so we're breathing all that in right now. And what we're breathing out rejoins the atmosphere. Some of it is used to build the trees and the grasses and the planktons and all the other forms of plants that sustain us. So once again, observing a flow, this time the flow of air continuously cycling in and out of the body. And recollecting, reminding ourselves, this is not me. This is not mine. I am not this. And then there's the space element. This fundamental sense that there is a space in here that is me. There's a space out there that is not me, that is other. Inside, outside, self, other. But what is this form? What is this human form without the earth element, the water element, fire element, and the air element? Take either of those away and there is no human form. So when we say that these physical elements are flowing through this human form, Just ask yourself, what does that mean? Because it seems that the physical elements are creating a form. The physical elements are simply a flow, and that flow has form, not something separate. It's like the eddy in the lake. It only exists because it doesn't exist. It's only there because of movement. Because of change. There are many ways we can reflect on the space element. I'm just going to suggest one more. So you're aware, you're sitting here aware of this body. So with this awareness, with your eyes closed, just see if you can notice the shape of the body. What shape is your body making? See if you can notice that. It's a three-dimensional pattern of sensations. Now see if you can find where the edge of that form is. Not by looking, just by paying attention to where the boundary would be between inside and outside. It may not be possible to pin down any sharp boundary. Perhaps your body feels a little fuzzy, more like a fuzzy, cloud-like collection of sensations hovering in space. Perhaps there's no edge. No place where you can say for sure that you end and the world begins. And lastly, there's consciousness. Or as the Buddha put it, there remains only consciousness, pure and bright. So consciousness here includes sensations. Feelings, thoughts and images, so just starting with perceptions. There are perceptions coming from the outside world. Light and sound. You probably don't regard the light and the sound as being yourself. You probably see them as being other. But there are perceptions arising within the body. This body which we think is me or mine or myself. Just try noticing that your sensations are changing moment by moment. Any sensation you happen to let the mind rest upon is not a thing. It's not something static. It's a sequence of moment by moment by moment explosions of sensation, little micro sensations winking in and out of existence. Take the most solid seeming part of your experience, maybe your feet on the floor or your bottom on your seat. Look at it really closely, moment by moment by moment. And there's just a field of twinkling, scintillating sensations. So you can do this for any sensation in the body. Sensation of pain. As with an eddy in a lake, we have this name. But the name is static, while the sensations themselves are continually changing, moment by moment by moment, tingling, pulsing, throbbing. Try relaxing your gaze. Actually, physically relax the muscles around your eyes and see if you can have an open perspective on the whole body, as if you were looking down into the body through unfocused eyes. Although, really, of course, it's not your eyes, it's your attention. How solid does this body feel now in this moment? Is there any sensation you can find that doesn't change? If you notice any feelings present, we've mentioned pain, but sometimes there can be feelings of pleasure or emotional feelings of comfort, discomfort, happiness, unhappiness. Sure, look really closely at those perceptions. See if there's anything permanent and stable there. Really look closely. If there are thoughts arising, notice how they flit through the mind. They don't exist, they come into being, they pass away. You don't have to do anything to get rid of them. They just disappear on their own. If you find it hard to catch a thought in mid-flight, try deliberately introducing a word or a phrase into the mind. Say it. Hear it unfolding moment by moment. Notice how it's changing. Notice how your awareness itself is continually changing. Sometimes it's alert, sometimes it's sleepy. Sometimes it's expansive, sometimes it's contracted. It almost seems to flow around the body like a living substance. If I mention the sole of your right foot, suddenly your awareness flows there. I mention the sounds of traffic. Suddenly your attention redirects itself. And we may think that there's this thing there called consciousness that's doing the perceiving. But what is your consciousness like when it's not perceiving anything? What's your consciousness like separated from perception? Maybe consciousness as a thing is a myth. Maybe what it is this series of moment by moment by moment perceptions. So where is there something that is separate, that's stable, that's permanent in your experience? What could be the basis of a separate, permanent self? So let's just sit again with that question we sat with earlier. Where is myself? Just dropping that thought into the mind and letting the question hover there. Can you let go of the grasping after the need to know? Can you just be the flow of your experience? Experiencing sensations arising from inside, from within the body, from within the mind. Experiencing sensations from the outside, sound, light, touch. Can we just be with those experiences moment by moment without needing to try to draw a line? Saying, this is me, this is not me. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open the eyes, or at least ask you to allow your eyes to open. And as your eyes do open, just bearing in mind that these new perceptions of vision, color, form, are themselves constantly changing in every moment. That they're both you and not you. So if you want, anytime you want, just allow the eyes to open. Again, just continuing to just be with all this sensation, this world of sensation. With no boundaries. Thank you.